Well, here at the 2013 NAFB convention and trade talk is underway, and I am in the National Pork Producers Council's booth, and Dr. Howard Hill is sitting beside me, and he is president-elect for NPPC. Tell me a little bit about what brought you to be so prominent in the organization.
Well, I've been on the board of directors for about 5 years. Okay. And also with the board of directors of Iowa Pork, and so I enjoy the policy side of the business.
The biggest hot topic when it comes to animal health in the pork industry is PED and the origin of that and what the industry is doing to combat that. So what's your opinion on that, and what do producers need to know?
Porcine epidemic diarrhea is caused by a virus that was introduced in the United States probably sometime in April. We know that it wasn't here before based on repository samples that have been tested at Iowa State University. And it looks like this virus is very closely related and probably originated in China. Genetically, it's 99.5%, 0.6% the same. We've got a lot of research going on. The Iowa Pork Producers, the National Pork Producer Board, have all contributed a lot of funds to various universities. So we've got research going, but so far we really haven't been able to stop this disease. I mean, it's a fairly virulent disease and causes some pretty devastating losses in individual farms that it affects.
Well, what are you guys trying to inform the producer to specifically? How do they diagnose it, the symptoms, and what treatments can they take?
Yeah. Well, unfortunately, there's really no treatment. We didn't really have any diagnostics in place, and the diagnostic community really stepped up, and once they got the funding, they were able to develop diagnostic tests that help producers and veterinarians diagnose it. The main thing we try to emphasize to producers and veterinarians right now is biosecurity, because we know this virus, it produces a lot of virus, so the infected pigs manufacture a bunch of virus. So it can be transmitted probably through the air short distances. We think that at least a mile. We know that if you have an outbreak within a mile of another farm, the likelihood of that other neighboring farm to become infected is very, very high. But it's also can be transmitted by trucks and livestock trailers. So we're encouraging producers to maximize their biosecurity. We've got a lot of good stuff. If you go on pork.org, the website for the National Pork Board, or on the AASV, the American Association of Swine Practitioners, ASV.org. There's a lot of information on biosecurity, diagnostics, manure handling, because that's a big issue that producers can access.
Well, I know PED has been the hot topic and the most prominent thing that people are wanting to learn more about, but also the FDA Guidance 209 and antibiotics as a whole are something that is still a hot topic. Kind of elaborate a little bit on those.
Yeah, well, what that guidance is, it's voluntary, but really in reality it's not going to be voluntary. So any antibiotic that's used for growth promotion that has also application in the human medical field will not be allowed eventually. It won't be allowed as a growth promotant. If it has a label for treatment or prevention or control, it'll still be on the market. So all the companies are working to abide by this guidance right now. So that doesn't mean that we won't have any growth promotants, because the growth promotants that aren't used in human medicine would still be available to producers.
Well, thank you, Dr. Hill. Once again, talking with Dr. Howard Hill, president-elect for the National Pork Producers Council. Once again, here at Trade Talk, I'm Jamie Johansson.